We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hurts clapping his hands. Hurts back. He's looking. He fires. He completes it. Leaning in. Is it a touchdown?
It
Will
is.
You wait? Yes, it is a touchdown to A.J. Brown.
He gets to the line of scrimmage, and he recognizes what they're doing. He gives a little hand signal on the outside to A.J. Brown. A.J., I want you to run that slant right in his face, and I will meet you at the goal line. And that's exactly what they're able to execute.
Maryland Mike, one of Jalen Hurts' three passing touchdowns in the second quarter. We're back live at Chickie's in South Philly, the best in-game experience. Chickie's and Pete's, watch all the pro and college football action at Chickie's and Pete's. Go to chickiesandpete's.com for more info. And this segment is sponsored by On Deck Small Business Loans. Donovan McNabb is going to join us at 4 o'clock.
Big Bob.
His thoughts on the game, and today maybe we can I think we asked about him last week as well, but also again, like, is he worried about the second half thing? Right, they didn't score in three of the quarters yesterday. It was nice that they scored 24 points, and it felt like a bigger win than it actually was, the final score, but they still only scored points in the second quarter yesterday.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's anything to be worried about, but I think what it says is that there's still more work to be done.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah.
It's good. All right, to the phones. Tracy's calling from Atlanta, Georgia, listening on the Odyssey app. Tracy, go ahead. How are you?
Hello, hello.
What's up, Tracy?
Nice to talk to y'all.
Tracy in the ATL?
Yep, I'm usually a regular caller to the morning show. So I guess I'm the female version of OG Wade because I'm holding it down. I've been holding it down for Jalen from the jump on the morning show. I think I'm the biggest fan there. And I don't usually get to call the afternoon show, but he holds it down. In the afternoon show. So, Mr. John Marks.
Hello.
You have not eaten enough crow yet. You can't talk trash about my quarterback since he got here and just after three games think you're done. I don't think so. I think you need
to Would you like to send Jack some copy of some things that you like for me to say? I'll say whatever
want
you want.
I want you to keep eating that crow. Just sit back. You know what? Y'all were right. I was wrong. You just got to suck
so
it up
here's
for
the,
at least
here's
another
the, here's the key
at least
to it.
Three more weeks.
Tracy, here's the key to it. How do I react after Jalen has a bad game? What is my behavior towards Jalen after? Because there'll be some struggles this year for the offense and Jalen, right? You know, so far he's absolutely earned any benefit of the doubt if he does have a bad game. I don't know when that's going to happen though. He has played so well in. And if you're looking for, like, reasons to believe and reasons to give him credit, everything that I think a lot of Eagles fans that were unsure of Jalen Hurts, what they were asking for, he's improved significantly. I mean, he's a much better passer than we saw last year. He's been fantastic. He takes care of the football. I don't ever feel like he's going to throw an interception or fumble because he's being reckless. He's been unbelievable. He's had an unbelievable year.
I don't have as much of a problem with you. Like that. And there was a caller a while back. I cannot remember his name, but he had a good idea. He said, there's some people who need to be in the over-the-air club. Now, you may need to be a temporary member of the over-the-air club, and then you can come back on. Some of those that need to stay over there are the ones that said, oh, he can never improve. He might as well kick back and go on vacation because there's nothing he can do to improve. My thing was always like, oh, gee, wait.
Tracy, here's what I'd say to that. Just enjoy Jalen's having a good three games and the Eagles are winning. Don't worry about it much past that.
But before I got to say this, I drove up for that game. Me and my son drove up for that game. We went with Eagle Shirley and her group. And we had a wonderful time. So I could barely talk now. And it was well worth that trip. And seeing what happened, it was great.
So you were there yesterday. You were in Washington yesterday with Shirley.
I drove up Saturday and came back after the game. Got back here this morning because I had to take a nap at a rest stop. I'm exhausted, but it was well worth it.
So by the fourth quarter, were there any Washington fans left, Tracy?
There were still actually a few in our section that we were just kind of joking with the back and forth because they just kept saying, you know what, we know our team.
Yeah, they know.
We know our stadium sucks. Our owner sucks.
Yeah.
I just looked at him. I said, you know, We tried to tell y'all. The coach tried to tell y'all. Nobody want to listen. He's not going to stop doing what he's doing. He's going to hold on to the ball forever. Before I just have to say this before I get off.
Yes.
I drove up with my other son, my youngest son, last year. I won tickets to the Eagles Hall of Fame induction, and I got to meet you, and you took pictures with us, and we met Merrill Reese. I just wanted to thank you.
Wow.
That was a wonderful experience. So I really wanted to let you know how much we appreciated that.
And
also for Devontae Smith, because I didn't get a chance to give him his love yet.
He had a great game, too. I'm sorry, we can't thank everybody on that.
Well, why not?
Well, because she was 3.5 minutes into the call.
Let's go.
She could have been gone, should have been gone long before.
Why?
That's just too long. Only Wade and Herb sometimes will, and Chuck.
A lot of people think they're on too long.
Yeah, no, and I just like, see Tracy, wait, if you want to tangle with me about eating crow, then you can't get to every other point that you want to talk about.
Well, she didn't want to tangle with you. She just wanted to point out.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
you got to eat a little crow. You got to be a little humble, eat a little humble pie.
I need an – Jack, do you have an instruction manual on how I'm supposed to eat crow, exactly what I'm supposed to do? I'm supposed to cower
in the
corner.
You got to get it out of the sky. Then you got to use – I would say grill it, probably.
Shoot it out of the
sky.
Get Pete on it. I mean, you're down there. Can't they add that to the menu?
They probably could.
Oh, man.
Let's go to – so Ralph is from Yonkers, New York, but he's a Washington
fan.
Shout out
to the Locks, DMX.
What's up, Ralph? How are you?
What? Ike, you miss me, buddy?
What's up, Ralph?
Sounds like y'all having a party over there, huh? You roasting you some hogs? You roasting you some wild goose DBs? Is that what you're doing?
Wild goose, yeah. Was that a weird name or not? That DB, yeah. That dude.
Oh, I never seen him again.
Yeah, no, we want to see him every week. That dude grabbed Quez Watkins 3 times yesterday.
Yep. Hey, kudos to you guys. You know what? We got the worst offensive line in football, but you guys dominated. Boy, you guys showed your muscle. Oh, boy, you guys are really good. You won one quarter. One of the 4 quarters. The other three were a standoff.
You know how many quarters the Washington won? None. That's the problem.
Well, they won one quarter.
Well, kind of.
Dude,
not really. The Eagles were like, all right, just go down 5 yards at a time, and we'll let you score because the game's over.
Hey, credit to you. Credit to you, okay? You ain't got no more blind sisters of the poor coming in, though, okay? You're not going to
That's the whole schedule is that. What are you talking about, Ralph? Yeah, and this is like we missed part one of this conversation. I feel like that we should have had part one, and this is the follow-up to it. Like Ron from Drexel, or who was it from Drexel Hill? Bob from Drexel Hill was the Vikings fan. He called it. He's like, we're going to beat you. Right. And then he called in afterwards. Why? You didn't call in last week, Ralph. We missed part one of your call.
I knew it wasn't going to win. I knew I couldn't win.
Oh, that's why.
Okay, and your quarterback? Okay,
all right, Ralph, you give me the first loss for the Eagles, all right? Next week home against the Jags.
You know what? I don't know when you're going to lose, but I know you're going to lose. Okay.
Well,
I know
of course. I mean, yeah, they're not going to go 17-0, but like
this. No, we don't think
so. I mean,
you're
going to lose a few games. You're going to lose a few games, but listen, have your little party. You guys are big bullies. You know, big bullies. Impressive.
All right.
Enjoy your day.
All right, we're going to. Thank you. Thank you very much, Ralph.
You're a Washington fan. Give him credit for calling up.
From Yonkers.
Yeah, with a thick accent.
With a thick accent. He's like, yeah, you got us. We lost.
Right.
We lost. Back to the phones in a second. But, hey, listen, if you still have that summer vacation weight or just that extra weight, right, how about now you reset your metabolism with NJ Diet? NJ Diet uses technology that consists of hair, saliva sampling to customize a personal weight loss program for you. And this is what it's all about. They contractually guarantee that you will shed 30 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJ Diet's a hormone detoxification system that evaluates and targets each individual's person's needs, then balances your hormones where the side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet utilizes DNA testing to create your personal diet plan and workout regimen so you can keep the weight off. Full supervision is provided every step of the way, and you even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet's all natural, no shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. And they have locations pretty much everywhere. King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, New Ark, Delaware, or from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, and lose the weight for good. NJDiet.com. Back to the phones. Put your seatbelt on, Ike Reese.
Who we got?
Yoshi from Brewerytown after an Eagles win. Victory Monday, Yoshi. What's up?
Davis. What's up?
Yoshi.
What up, Yosh?
Hey, man, what's name? I knew John was getting tired of old girl when he started saying,
Yeah. Oh, I didn't get a chance to thank this person and the usher at the, no, let's not make fun of her.
Oh, man, and old Ralph sound like that guy that what's name laughed with everybody after he got beat up. Hey, y'all good, boy. Hey, man, everybody was tripping on Slim Reaper, what's name, week one. He said, I'm Batman this week with all the gadgets in the utility belt. The boy had 156 and a TD in the first half. I mean, that was like that championship game his last year in college. Until he hurt his finger, he was killing yesterday. And old Wild Goose was scared to let Quez get loose, boy. He kept holding that boy, dragging him down, taking his belt off. He had got your shoe, hold up, all that good stuff. And I mean, man, Jalen is just so impressive. You notice they really didn't do the RPO like that this week? Every week no. They showing you that this boy can do a little bit something different. Yeah. I mean, Jalen is on track just with what's his name, first half yard. The pass for over 4,000 yards alone, just with first half yards. And I went by 16 games and he over 4,000 yards. Because he ain't going to need number 17. They're going to be sitting him down resting. And ain't nobody going to be complaining because it's going to be a well-needed rest. And I'm going to tell you right now, did you notice that stat? They said the boy was the first NFL player last week, what's his name, with 80% completion, 300-plus yards, a touchdown passing, and two touchdown rushing. I mean, the boy is just impressive. And the defense yesterday, I mean, Bradbury, I didn't even know he has not – he's only allowed 3 completions all season on him.
Is that
Did y'all see that stat?
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't get the ball thrown at him very often, so, yeah.
It ain't popping. I mean, Carson, man, he didn't get sacked yesterday. It was man down. Man down. I mean, they gave it to him. And I think right now the main reason, in my opinion, that they only scoring, what's named, 24 points. You look at that first week. Like you said, third quarter against Detroit, they scored 14 points. What's named? The defense, what's named, is just killing so bad the last 2 weeks. The offense lose their sense of urgency. So they ain't going out there. You look at in the first half, it's a sense of urgency. In the second half, there's no sense of urgency. Yeah, it's still some things to be worked on as far as that. But at the same time, I just really think they like, man, once defense, one thing, get the guys off the field, they just come back and let's see how this play go. Let's play around and do this. But, man, hey, man, that's one heck of a victory. 3-0, 1-0 in the division. I hope Dallas and New York tie tonight so we'll stay number one because I can't go for Dallas so New York will lose and we'll be tied. So I hope they tie so we're still number one in the division for another week. Hey, man, let's get it popping this week, baby. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right.
There's Josie.
It's going to be a weird game this week. How do we get up for Jacksonville? Is it the Doug Bowl?
How did the players get up for Jacksonville? Yeah, I think we like Jack's, I'm sure top five on Friday is going to be Doug themed. Jack, are you already working on that?
Certainly at some point this week, I'm sure it will be.
Oh, listen, lock it in. Best press conference moments, all of that stuff.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, and Jacksonville's looked very good with
impressive
Doug.
Impressive win, yeah. Back-to-back impressive wins.
Their defense looks good.
Mm-hmm. Christian Kirk, bargain of the offseason.
How about that? Yeah. Everybody was laughing about Christian Kirk.
He's actually can play a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
How about that?
Still overpaid, but still.
Yeah, but at least he's he's not a total bust and overpaid like I thought maybe he was going to be. Let's go to Juice. Juice is in Deptford, New Jersey. Juice, go ahead. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's up,
Juice?
Can you start me off with that Ike Juice?
Oh, got to. They must have been drinking that Ike Juice. Ike Juice.
All right, man. Johnny Marks, it feels good to see, like, you're back on the wagon, man. I love it. I love this side of you.
Oh, thank you. The positive side?
I love the positive side, man.
Positive John, I'm back.
Yeah, you just now
stay
it's
there.
Man
just
like
stay
by
there.
Himself, dude.
No. Keep winning games. It'll be very easy for me to be positive, John. Yes.
Well, Jalen Hurts, I guess he proved, you know, he definitely took that step.
He has. He's been great.
And next week, got Doug coming in, and they should play just as hard to get that W because that team is no slouch. I know people think it's Jacksonville, but they've been playing good.
They have, yeah.
So they need a full game though. Like just stepping off the gas is not working for me. I want to see them. I want to see a full. I want to see 40 points, not 24.
Well, I don't. It feels like 40 because because they put up points so quickly. But then, I mean, I'll be curious to see when you get a team that actually starts scoring. If you're running one of these same things where you get the early lead, because all Minnesota needed last week was a touchdown, and credit the Eagles defense for not allowing them to get that. Then the momentum changes. Now the coaches are like, uh-oh, well, now we got to get a first down, right? Like, it's tough to go from you're worried more about milking the clock and doing whatever else than now you're focused on now you can't milk the clock. Now you got to get some points.
Right.
Maybe you start pressing a little bit. So, be cool to see what they do this week. Corey in Columbus, Ohio. What's up, Corey? How are you?
What's up, Johnny? Mike, I agree.
What's up, C?
Hey, man, you already know, man. Them Birds did their thing this weekend. You know, a lot of us, we already knew that was going to happen. But with this whole second half thing, I'm not really worried. I just like how John said, we want to see, like, what will happen if the team starts, you know, scoring. How do we react to that? Because I think y'all were saying earlier in this call, we got the best team in the NFC. I think we're the best team in the NFL. I'm just gonna be real. Because if you look over the NFL, I mean, who are we scared of? The Bills? Who the Bills got? Stephon Diggs? Stephon Diggs is good, but I mean, like, we
this
got
McKenzie
three dogs.
Character, Gabe Davis. The one thing they don't have is a running game, and that's gonna end up costing Josh Allen.
But this is my thing though. We're looking at it as like they got those guys. But I'm not going
to be like they were. Yeah, Corey,
I know. You're basically trying to say you wouldn't be afraid to take on that team. In other words, you're saying going into that game, I like our chances.
Let's go.
There's no way you're saying going into that game, it's a no-doubt win for us. So even if you think the Eagles are the best team in the league right now, they aren't head and shoulders above those teams, right? I mean, Miami has a case to be made. They beat New England week one. They beat Buffalo week two. They beat Baltimore week two. And then they beat Buffalo week three.
Impressive wins.
I mean, it's more – those are three more impressive wins than the Eagles have.
Yeah, yeah.
No, so, not saying that the Eagles aren't a good team. I'm just saying I'd pump my brakes before I'm saying that we'll beat anybody.
Well, I like
our chance. I mean, listen, we got a good team.
You certainly have a lot of confidence that heading into any game now, like
you got a chance to win.
You feel really good about beating some of these teams. I mean, you're going to beat everybody.
Let's be honest. It's the quarterback. Like that's what it is. That's what was holding people back. That's what was holding people back from predicting double-digit wins or winning the NFC East or how far can you go in the playoffs. And it was based off of what they saw from him the last time they saw him. You can dare to dream now because you've seen a different quarterback through the first three games. This is a different version of the quarterback we had last year. If you know that your quarterback has the ability to do these things, then of course you're going to think you can beat anybody. But if we were still running that damn offense we ran last year, with the quarterback really still being a guy that you don't want to throw the ball, no one would be saying that right now. So, and this is not a knock on Jalen. It just says that I think our mindset has changed because we've seen the quarterback now, the 2022 version of Jalen Hurts. And this is a much better version of Jalen Hurts. It's a much better version of Jalen Hurts than what we saw last year. Because you know what you're saying to yourself now? If we have to throw the ball, he can do it. Like, even when we had A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, there was still a little bit of I don't know if throwing the ball is the way we should do things. Well, he's showing you that you can trust him in doing that.
Yep.
And I think that's why people are now like, okay, maybe I can see us doing boom, 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 boom. Because look at what the quarterback is doing.
He's been throwing to his left. He's been throwing to the center of the field. He's been throwing. He's been beating the zone. He's been throwing the deep ball. He's done everything that you had questions about.
When he runs, he runs. He protects himself. He's not turning the ball over. Like, all those things you've seen through three games, you're like, man, we got something good.
He's been unbelievable. I mean, really, he really has been. I mean, has he been the best quarterback in the NFL through three games? He's been one of the best. Yeah.
Yes. I guess you could argue Tua. And
Lamar's been good.
Yeah, I mean, Lamar's been outstanding. I ought to be smacked upside the head for not playing him yesterday, but that's another story. I'll get into that later this week. That's what happens when you actually try to be a GM of a fantasy team. You outthink yourself, and that didn't work out for me yesterday. But you're right. If between Tua, Lamar, and Jalen, those three quarterbacks, and before yesterday, you could have gone Josh Allen, but I have to. And he may be fourth with Pat Mahomes, but the top three have to be those three guys right there.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the game Lamar lost, it wasn't his fault that they lost. It was the defense. Yeah, so, like, Jalen, he has a case right there. I might have added another $25 to my MVP.
Yeah, I mean, just remember.
I think I did.
Everybody just remember.
after yesterday's game, I think I went back in there again and added $25 more to that.
I publicly asked the question, maybe I'm the one that's crazy. And as it turns out, I was the one that's crazy. I agree.
At least now. For now.
Well, I hope
I know
that's
you,
right.
Johnny Marks. Yeah, he's for now.
When you own a small business, sometimes you need funds fast. So go to OnDeck.com, America's largest online small business lender. OnDeck makes it easy to apply in just minutes. Apply for your loan today at OnDeck.com. What does Donovan have to say about all of this? Number five.
I think five finished in second. He finished runner-up MVP in 2000. A lot of people don't remember that. He was the runner-up MVP in 2000. I believe it was Kurt Warner that was the MVP that year. It was either Kurt or Marshall that was the MVP that year. I think Wentz finished runner-up to Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to get our football MVP.
Might get him.
It's time for Jalen.
We'll talk about everything with Donovan McNabb. Does he think they're the best team in the NFC through 3 weeks? And what does he make of the second half struggles? And does he think that Carson's done? Don't miss that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, football fans, turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on any pro football game. And if your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any pro football game. And if your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. BetMGM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.